Following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nikki Thunder of KCHE in Cherokee and Terry Quick Matzey of Successful Farming. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Yes, thank you for having us, Senator.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my first question is, could you give us a recap on the issues and topics covered with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and maybe explain to us what happened with the data breach and what was going on with that?
Well, the data breach, if you want to call it that, and I don't know whether that's a company called Cambridge Analytica in London, I think it was, bought from some buddy that had information off of Facebook, and it was used for political purposes, and not just for the Trump election. It was used, the whole system was used way back, off information off of Facebook's in the 2012 election when Obama was reelected. So the question is basically based on you think you go on Facebook, your privacy is protected. Basically, it isn't very much protected. You ought to know that before you go there. But the fine print, when you sign up, doesn't mean much to you, and you just sign up. And so people make a lot of money off of information about you. So the question is, how does this happen that Facebook isn't doing more to protect your privacy? And I'm sure that he is very apologetic about it happening. He's committed to doing something so it's more protected. I have my doubts whether or not he's really on top of it. And even if he is on top of it, that they can take the proper precautions to make sure it doesn't happen again. And then you get down to the final point. Does this take more government regulation and laws, or doesn't it? And I suppose most of that depends upon what the company can prove to us that they can do or not do to protect your privacy. Even if they do a good job of it, it could invite more legislation. But even if they don't do it, I don't want to swear to you we're going to have bills that would bring about more regulation of Facebook. Terry?
Yes, good afternoon, Senator. Good to talk to you again. The ag community is not very happy with the current trade situation. What comments do you have on that? Where are we exactly, and what can they expect to happen?
Well, it's very fluid, and probably it'll be fluid for the next 6 months, because it's going to take about that long before the tariffs kick in. And it's kind of how the president operates. He operates pretty much as president, as he did as a businessman, negotiating to the point of a brink. And so there's brinkmanship out there. If the brinkmanship goes well, then farmers don't have anything to worry about. And if it doesn't go so well, then there's retaliation by other countries, then it's going to hurt farming. So a week ago Thursday, several of us from agriculture went to the White House and basically said that very same thing to the president, because it's my job to represent farmers and the economy of Iowa, and agriculture is a big part of the economy of Iowa, to make sure things like that don't happen, or if they do happen, so people know I put up the good old college fight. There is probably, when you talk about brinkmanship, there's a little light at the end of the tunnel from the standpoint that China has said they'll let cars in this year at 2.5% tariff instead of 25%. We think that's a result of the steel tariff. Same steel tariff with Korea, they're going to let more cars in. It was going to apply to Mexico and Canada, but it's held in abeyance now. As long as the president says that there's a chance we can get a good, a better NAFTA agreement. So you got to play it day by day. And I wish I could give you a final assurance, because it'd make me happy if I could tell the farmers of Iowa they got nothing to worry about. But right now, I think they got plenty to worry about. Nikki?
Senator, could you explain your role as the Iowa delegate members urging the CMS to repeal guidance in merging Iowa's individual market?
Yeah. Iowa legislature passed a bill allowing associations, like the Farm Bureau as an example, to set up an insurance program that is doesn't have to meet all the really costly requirements of Obamacare. Evidently, what the Iowa legislature passed would not accomplish its goal because of some requirements in Obamacare, or if it would meet that goal the way the legislature passed it, maybe they wouldn't get the approval of the federal government anyway. So our letter is trying to accomplish one of two things or both. One, if the Iowa law meets the requirements of Obamacare, then let's get the waiver out there so Iowa can operate that that program. If there's some regulations under Obamacare that inhibit that from happening, then change those regulations so that Iowa, which only has one insurance company, and before Obamacare we had about 8 or 9 insurance companies for people to have a choice, and Obamacare was supposed to increase competition. It's just it's eliminated all competition in Iowa. We want to get some more competition in there, and we wrote that letter to support the efforts of the Iowa legislature to bring more competition to Iowa's health insurance market. Terry?
Yes, back to trade again. Are we going to get back into the TPP?
Maybe. But under not just applying and getting in, according to the president, there's got to be some more negotiations and some better results for the United States. And I think that's very difficult to happen. The president had Prime Minister Abe of Japan in the United States last week to talk to them about a bilateral agreement with Japan. If we got a bilateral agreement with Japan, it would more than compensate for our not being in TPP, even though Japan's in TPP, because our trade with Japan would be worth 3 or 4 times what it is with all the other 10 nations of TPP added together. Terry.
Senator, could you tell us about what you feel the benefits of the new tax reform would be?
Yeah. Middle-income tax cuts, bonuses of about 4 million people from corporations that benefit from the tax cut. For Iowa, it would be about $2,000 for a family of four making about $70,000 a year. It's going to enhance economic growth, create jobs. Nikki.
This is Terry here.
Go ahead.
That's all right. We shifted around.
Okay.
We got it. Renewable fuel standard. Any progress on trying to make some changes there?
Well, we thought we had a big victory last November when we got the president to override Pruitt and get it at 15 billion gallons. But now we have these, the law allows waivers from the RINs certificates. And so he's issued several RINs waivers that then allow or back the number back down to about 13.8. So we win on the right hand, lose on the left hand. One hand gives, the other takes away, you know, the old saying. So right now we're trying to investigate whether these RINs are given under the law just for hardship cases. And they're obviously not given for hardship cases when one company that gets them made a 1.5 billion dollar profit last year. And so you got a lot of us trying to get this information. Also, because they're secret, we're trying to, make sure that we get all this stuff transparency, because there's no accountability yet, and Pruitt can do what I said, give with the right hand, take away with the left hand.
Thank you, Nikki and Terry, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.